Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast, where licensed attorney and certified life coach, Laura Kelly, teaches you how to bring joy, harmony, and balance to your practice and your life.
Hello, colleagues, whenever or wherever you are. Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, professional certified coach, and practicing attorney, Laura Kelly. And as you can tell, I have a bit of a cold, and so my register is super low. I hope that's not too distracting. If you've been following the podcast or my social media, you know that I've had a bit of a health scare a couple of weeks ago. I experienced what is suspected to be a seizure, although the exact cause is still unclear, and I am still awaiting more tests and taking some anti-convulsant medication. And as life and luck would have it, this incident happened on a Monday, and I was scheduled to leave for a girls' trip to Peru the following early Saturday morning. Think 1 a.m. early. Now, I received a lot of conflicting medical advice as to whether the incident was a syncope event or a seizure. And I also received conflicting information about whether I should continue on my trip or not. Sure, I had trip insurance, but this trip to Peru had been planned for over 6 months and was decades in the making. You see, I've been fascinated by Machu Picchu since I was a child. I was obsessed with archaeology and history. And my father was a self-proclaimed amateur archaeologist. And although he probably doesn't know this, I wanted to be just like him. I would follow him around his chicken farm, help him skin deer, and I desperately wanted a pocket knife and even learned to shoot and hunt at age 12. Now, I never did shoot anything, but just as I was compelled into my father's orbit, I was also pulled towards history, and particularly pre-colonial history. You see, I desperately wanted to explore my indigenous roots, but I had no real footing or wayfinder to guide me. Now, my father was a prolific collector of arrowheads in South Texas, and I wanted to dig for artifacts too. But dreams die. I don't know when I decided that I wanted to be a lawyer rather than an archaeologist. I have my suspicions as to why, but I never made a course correction, and Machu Picchu stayed in the back of my mind, waiting to be unearthed. And then I dated a Peruvian man for over 5 years, and I waited for him to take me on that trip. Perhaps I thought I needed a wayfinder or guide. I certainly didn't think it was possible for me to go on my own. So that trip never happened. I was made to wait for a lot of things in that relationship, and Machu Picchu was really the least of it. Fortunately, at some point, I just decided I had to stop waiting in life. Now, first, I saw a Facebook friend and colleague, Bridgette, who I hope will be a guest on this podcast soon, seeking a roommate for a trip to the Galapagos Islands before a conference in Quito in October of 2019. I decided to go for it. Bridgette and I met in person for the first time on the tarmac in the Galapagos. And in this beautiful friendship, I would discover adventure, support, and a kindred spirit. Then, in June 2020, with a ton of pandemic angst, I had planned a camping and hiking trip to Amicalola Falls, Georgia, with my then boyfriend. He unceremoniously dumped me for about the eighth time at that point, 2 days before we were set to leave. And I had already prepared the food and the gear, so I decided, F it. I'm going on my own. And I did just that. I drove 12 plus hours to Georgia. I set up camp before night fell, and I shivered and cried myself to sleep. What had I done? I was in National Park all alone, and there were bear warnings. And as stubborn and determined as ever, I woke up the next morning and proceeded to do a 10-mile out-and-back hike, and the day after that, a 16-mile out-and-back to the start of the Appalachian Trail. Now, I do not recommend you hike 26 miles in a weekend without some physical preparation. I ended up with hip bursitis in both hips and weeks of PT, but it was worth it. And yes, I was scared. Yes, it was probably stupid, but I wasn't going to allow other people's actions or behavior to determine the course of my life. Yes, it was challenging, but my mind asked me, but did you die? I did not. And then in January 2021, I met up with a group of hiking lawyers, all of whom were unknown to me at the time, for another amazing weekend in Cloudland Canyon State Park, Georgia. I embraced the unknown, both in people and places, for new experiences and adventures. And in October of 2021, Bridgette gathered a group of amazing women for a transformative trip to Jamaica. This was not resort Jamaica. This was real Jamaica. And a group of eight women aged 22 to over 50 spent nearly a week climbing up rivers and waterfalls and getting to know each other. That's when she got the idea to visit one of the seven wonders of the world for the next 7 years. And first up was Machu Picchu. All that to say, I was not going to cancel this trip. My mind told me, if you die, you die. And I promise you, I was pretty okay with that. Mostly because I knew my trip insurance also included MedVac, and I'm a proud Amex Platinum card holder. I was not going to put off a trip of a lifetime and wait any longer. I know this is trite, but the truth is that tomorrow is not promised. Waiting creates resentment. Waiting kills momentum and inertia. We put off so much today because we are unwilling to experience the fear that propels us forward. And so while I was there, I did things that spoke to me. I laid down on the ground in Pisac to feel the energy flow through me. I fed vicuñas, alpacas, and llamas. I purchased a ridiculously expensive handmade textile. I ate alpaca meat. I ate cuy, look it up if you dare. I climbed Machu Picchu Mountain despite my medical history. And from the summit, I looked down into Machu Picchu and the sacred valley of the Incas, and I knew a deep wisdom inside me. I can do absolutely anything. I'm terrified of heights, and while the trip up the mountain was challenging, the trip down through narrow ridges terrified me. And I knew there was only one message that would allow me to get down safely without having a mental breakdown. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And that is what I told myself. I also made sure to keep my gaze firmly focused on my feet. And something else worth noting, I did not complain once during the climb or the journey down. I may have wondered aloud about what kind of evil person would forge a path up this mountain a few times, but I never said a single negative thing about myself. And even as I sat alone, because my friends were not into it, in the main square in Cusco eating, or better yet, struggling to eat my fried cuy dish, I truly thought to myself, I absolutely love that this is the person I am. Doing weird, adventurous things, being willing to step outside of convention. I have a non-traditional life, a non-traditional family, an adventurous spirit, and weirdly obscure Halloween costumes. I have a create room, look that one up too, and it absolutely delights me. And because my life absolutely delights me exactly as it is, I don't need or want anything more. And I will never wait again. You've heard me talk a lot about my group coaching program, Joyful On Demand. I invite you to join us in October. On the 20th and the 27th, we will be discussing the grounding and transformative book, You Belong by Sabine Salousi. If you have ever felt like an outsider, a stranger in a strange land, misunderstood, alone, a wallflower, an outcast, or a black sheep, then join us fellow humans who have felt the exact same emotions so we can explore belonging in community. As well as regular events like book club, exclusive courses such as self-compassion for legal professionals, you can join me on a weekly group coaching call to really help you reach your goals. And all this for $97 a month, but absolutely free for the first month when you enter JOYFUL in all caps at checkout. You don't always need to climb a mountain to change your life. Sometimes it just takes a simple step forward, like with JOYFUL On Demand. Until next time, stay joyful.
Learn more about how you can work with Laura Kelly by going to thejoyfulattorney.com. Thank you for listening.